I am Dawn Llewellyn. I will be your presiding officer for this afternoon session. I forgot yesterday to introduce myself, so I'm going to do that just really quickly. I am Senior Division Underwriting Counsel for First American's NCS Division. I work really closely with our Energy Division underwriters on providing title insurance coverage for renewable projects, battery storage projects, carbon capture projects. Very honored to be with you today. So I would like to introduce to you our luncheon speaker. Dr. Michael Weber is the Jose Centennial Professor in Energy Resources at the University of Texas at Austin. And he is the Chief Technology Officer of Energy Impact Partners, a $3 billion clean tech venture fund. His expertise spans research and education at the convergence of energy, of engineering, policy, and commercialization. His book, Power Trip, The Story of Energy, was published in 2019. He's published over 400 articles, holds 6 patents, and serves on the advisory board of Scientific America. We welcome Dr. Weber for our luncheon presentation.
Great, thank you so much. And it's a good to speak with you. And I'm sorry I'm not there in person. I'm here in Austin, but I live on a street with a very steep hill and couldn't quite get out. And there's like tree carnage everywhere from broken branches. I do have heat and power and internet, and I hope I have power through this talk. About a third of Austin right now, 30% of Austin is without power. So we're in one of the events that is the topic of what I was speaking about today, which is geopolitics and extreme weather impacts on energy markets. And I thought I would just make some comments and then open up for Q&A. I don't want to talk the whole time, but want to hear what's on your mind so we can do that. And so I think questions will be forwarded to me in the chat. And I would say that these topics seem unrelated, extreme weather and geopolitics, but they are related in that they are shocks to the system, and shocks to the system have a way of either moving us backwards in time or moving us forwards in time. And I think the net result of what's been happening over the last few years between extreme weather and geopolitical events is an acceleration of the trends that were already underway. So I'll give a couple of different examples of that. Big picture, I'll say, is that energy is going through a massive transition. It's going through 6 demographic trends right now, which are population growth and economic growth and industrialization and urbanization and electrification and motorization. So big changes energy overall because of population growth and economic growth, which means there are more of us and we're getting richer. So we're consuming more energy, food, water, soil, minerals per person. And especially as we get richer, we consume more per person than a poor person would. So there's like compounded upward growth and demand on the system. And then there's urbanization and industrialization, especially globally, as we move from farm to factory, from rural areas to cities. We're changing where we use energy, what we use it for. And then also electrification and motorization, which is as we get rich, we prefer electricity and mobility as a desired forms of energy and their outcomes. And so this means all these things together are changing the amount we demand, where we demand it, what we demand it for, and what the purpose is. So big shifts in energy happening simultaneously. And on top of that, overlay 3 technology trends: increasing energy efficiency or decreasing energy intensity, increasing information intensity, and increasing decentralization or decreasing centralization, which means instead of having a large power plant far away, we're having small like rooftop solar panels, or instead of having a large hospital far away, we're having telemedicine or remote healthcare. Instead of having a large factory far away, making a million of the same thing, we have desktop 3D printers making a million custom things. So a rise of customization. And these technology trends are on top of the demographic trends and all wrapped up in a two-sided challenge of how do we increase energy access for the billion people who don't have it while decreasing the impacts for the 7 billion who do. So it's kind of the context that energy is all changing right now. And then there are other things that come along. So things right now on my mind are the Inflation Reduction Act and other policies from Washington, D.C., the Russian invasion of Ukraine, and extreme weather. And it looks to me like these 3 things, though different, though perhaps with some common motivations, are accelerants for the overall trends that were happening towards decarbonization and everything else. So let's talk about the Inflation Reduction Act. That is like a third major piece of legislation to come out over the last year or so, along with the IIJA, which is the Infrastructure and Jobs Act, and the CHIPS Act. The Infrastructure Act and the CHIPS Act were bipartisan bills with a bipartisan process. The Inflation Reduction Act was a partisan bill with a partisan process. And so they had different mechanisms and means by which they engage, but they engage in a way that means Washington, D.C. policymaking is relevant in a way it hadn't been for a while on issues like energy sourcing, domestic sourcing, and climate change. So that's an accelerant overall for what's happening, which I think is kind of interesting. Happy to come back to that if that's on anyone's minds, if you have any questions. And then we have extreme weather in geopolitical events like Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So I'll start with Russia.